It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Cleanup is underway in Winnebago and Outagamie counties after an EF3 tornado with winds up to 140 miles an hour ripped through the Appleton and Menasha area on Monday.
Governor Evers declared a state of emergency in the region yesterday. Local officials say there were no reported fatalities and the injury count is unknown but low.
Rebecca Rockhill is executive director of the American Red Cross Northeast Wisconsin chapter, has been in Menasha since Monday. Rebecca, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
We're reaching you at Christ the Rock Community Church in Menasha, where Red Cross has stood up a temporary shelter. Are tornado victims using the shelter?
They are. Tornado victims are using the shelter both for overnight shelter as well as a respite center, reception center, coming in for charging and breaks and really just getting the opportunity to rest in the midst of the storms.
How many people are you seeing?
Overnight, we had a count of 25 last night, but the amount of people coming in during the day to get a warm meal or reconnect has been in the numbers over the 100 yesterday.
Rebecca, Red Cross is assisting victims. What assistance is available for them?
Well, right now, we, in addition to the shelter at Christ the Rock, we are also out in the Appleton and Menasha area doing disaster assessment in the neighborhoods, which is really looking at the level of destruction in the homes and the apartments in the area as a whole. We will also be distributing emergency supplies in those neighborhoods that have been affected by the tornado. And that might include gloves, rakes, shovels, garbage bags, in addition to tarps and totes, and really hearing what the neighbors themselves are saying they need.
What do they need? What supplies are needed in the area right now?
Well, right now, it's a lot of the things that I just mentioned as people are looking at cleanup. While we don't provide the service, we've been able to connect people to individuals who are able to help with a bit more of the heavier things when it comes to getting rid of the trees or cutting the trees that may be laying on top of the houses or their cars or blocking their driveways. The needs right now are just so expansive, and some of them just aren't even recognized or known yet. A lot of the vehicles or our disaster assessment teams haven't even been able to get into the hardest hit areas.
Have you seen this type of destruction before?
Not to this level in quite some time. To have this F3 tornado of this magnitude and this size, it's been years since we have seen this type of destruction in Wisconsin.
Rebecca, as we wrap up, what can listeners do to provide help to people and businesses in the area?
Right now, we really just ask, in order to really focus on our mission, if they're looking at supporting the Red Cross, the best way to do that is through a financial donation so that we can really use that to hone in and purchase exactly what's needed. People have been amazing in their water donation. It's so inspiring to see the way that the community is stepping forward. Donations of food, clothing, hygiene products, that sort of thing. The UW Oshkosh Extension has really served as a depository or a drop-off site, coordinating many of those donations.
Those items, yes.
Right.
Rebecca, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for giving us the opportunity.
Rebecca Rockhill is executive director of the American Red Cross Northeast Wisconsin chapter. To hear about the impact on a small business owner in Menasha, we turn to Lona Young, owner of Chicago's House of Hoagies. Her restaurant sustained significant damage from the tornado. We spoke yesterday.
I was actually in Nina at Apple Valley Pancakes having a business lunch. We got an alert on our cell phone. And after the alert, it started raining really hard in Nina. And the rain probably lasted 10 minutes and it was over. So we were thinking, oh, maybe it didn't touch down. It was just, you know, hard rain. And then the Facebook notifications start going off and people were posting pictures and crying. And we're like, wait, what's going on? So we go on Facebook and we see all this. And I'm like, oh, my God, we need to go. I need to go make sure I still have a home and I need to go check on my business. And from Apple Valley Pancakes and Nina to Menasha, it took me 2 hours.
Wow. Do you have a home and a business after the storm?
I do still have a home. The tornado did not touch the block that I live on, but my business has suffered a ton of damage. I've lost all my power. There's water damage. So I don't think my appliances and refrigeration works because of the water. I donated all of the perishable foods that was still in the freezer, still frozen. The rest of it, I'm actually literally right here in the restaurant right now, clearing it out and dumping out everything that could not be saved. And it's a ton of inventory. And a lot of my customers know I actually traveled to Chicago to get a lot of my inventory because the wholesalers don't carry a lot of the Chicago inventory. So it's not only is it a huge loss, but it's like, I got to go so far to rebuild. It's so stressful.
You're standing in your restaurant now. What does it look like as you look around? What can you tell us?
There's stuff from the ceiling. The insulation's all over the floor. The ceiling tiles are on the floor. There's dirt and debris on everything. Everything has to be cleaned. Even though I've got rid of all of the foods and stuff, there's like drinks and things in the coolers. And it's like, do I legally throw these things away? I don't know. It's like, I know once things get to a certain temperature, you need to keep them at that temperature. And when you allow them to drop, that temperature is going to increase in that cooler. So I'm thinking I need to throw those things away because the bacteria is going to grow. And there's no air in here. So, you know, certain things need to be kept at a temperature of 67 or lower to keep bacteria from growing. And when I tell you it is hot in here, it is hot.
What are your first steps to rebuilding, to know what to do next?
I reached out to my insurance company, and they have been amazing, Society Insurance. So far, they've been amazing. They've given me steps of what I need to do, take pictures. They told me to donate the food. Don't let it just sit and rot because they'll cover it anyway, which I was going to do anyway. They gave me the okay to start, like, cleaning and taking pictures. So I have to wait for my insurance company. And then the strip mall that my restaurant is in has suffered a lot of damage. So I don't even know how long it's going to take the landlord insurance for them to find someone to come out here and restore the strip mall. Like, we need a roof. Like, part of the roof's gone.
I remember from our last conversation that when you have a child who enters your restaurant, you never let them go hungry. You always feed them. What did it feel like to donate your food?
It actually felt really good because I donated it to other local businesses who have set up programs to feed the community. So I donated to Stone Toad in Appleton. I donated to Diablo's Tacos and Fat Mama's Po' Boys in Oshkosh. I split my inventory up between the three of them because they're feeding people. And that's my thing. It's bad enough to go through something so traumatic. Why add hunger onto that plate? Like, why do that? Let's make sure at bare minimum, let's make sure we can feed people. Even if we can't offer everybody shelter, let's get them fed.
Lona, what do you need most right now?
Strength, because this is a lot. This is a lot when you watch something you build from the ground up, and it's gone in seconds. You don't have an income anymore. I reached out to a few temp services because I have no income now. I don't know how long my business is going to be shut down. Nobody knows. I don't even know if this is why I'm going to reopen it because of the structure of the strip mall. Like, what does that look like? I don't know what that looks like. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. There are so many unanswered questions in this moment, and it all seems really hard.
It is very hard.
But you're not alone. I would imagine.
I mean, to be emotional.
No, it's okay. I would imagine so many other restaurants are going through this exact situation in Menasha. That they are feeling these things too, and that you're not alone.
Yes, it's hard. It's so hard. And the community that you depend on, that normally helps you, need you the most right now. And then sometimes you have to look like, what can I give them when I'm already pouring from an empty cup?
Yeah. Lona, is there anything else you would like to share or add that we didn't touch on?
No, just if you can help somebody, help them no matter what it is. You might think it's a small gesture, but trust me, it's big to the person that needs it.
Lona, thank you for your words in this moment, and please take care.
You're welcome. Thank you guys so much.
That is Lona Young, owner of Chicago's House of Hoagies in Menasha. We spoke yesterday. Earlier, we heard from Rebecca Rockhill, executive director of the American Red Cross Northeast Wisconsin chapter.